speaking from a kitchen in Holland, where a Christmas dinner will be cooked for a platoon of Canadian soldiers a few days from now. And one of the cooks is with me, Private Frank Barley of Port Arthur. This kitchen has no enamel or fancy gadgets. It's in a room of a farmhouse near the front. The stove itself is one of those numbers the Army describes as a number 3 petrol burner. Frank, some of our listeners probably never saw one of these. Will you describe it?
Well, it's like 5 small ovens laid end to end, and at one end there's a burner that shoots out a flame under pressure. It works very well.
Hmm. And you'll be cooking the Christmas dinner on this?
Yes, it won't be any trick this Christmas.
No? How come?
Well, pretty well our whole Christmas dinner will be out of cans this time.
Well, we're getting the bird wrapped in tin this year.
Yes, it isn't possible to get fresh frozen poultry up to us here. We'll get it in tins pre-cooked. That'll save a lot of cooks a lot of work.
Well, how about the other stuff, the mince pie and Christmas pudding, for instance?
Yes, that's in cans, too, just like our regular ration issue. Only our actual cooking here will be some celery soup, which we make with powdered milk. Mm-hmm. Then we have creamed potatoes and buttered carrots and a crust for the mince pie. Oh, yeah, and some gravy for the turkey meat.
I see. Frank, I understand that you get these special Christmas rations on the basis of so much for each man, right?
Yes, like it's 4 ounces of Christmas pudding for each man, 7/8 of an ounce of mincemeat, 4 ounces of poultry, 3 ounces of Christmas cake, 1/4 of beer, 6 cigars, and so on.
Good. Any fruit going to be available?
Yes, we hear there's fruit. We don't pick up our rations until tomorrow, but I hear there's apples, oranges, and pears available. We're hoping to get some Barcelona and almond nuts, too.
Well, that's swell. It sounds like it's going to be a good feed.
Yeah, it won't probably be as big a spread as we had in England last year, but I guess we'll all appreciate it more up here. I'm cooking for 50 men, and I figure there'll be enough for everybody. Maybe even get in some extra help.
Well, that sounds encouraging. I hope the cook down our way does as well. Frank, how about you cooks yourself? When do you have your Christmas dinner?
Well, we eat after everybody else, and I guess we'll start cooking at about 9 o'clock Christmas morning, serve it up around 1 o'clock, and so we'll be eating in the afternoon.
You guys are sort of like the mothers at home. Everybody has a good time except them, eh?
Well, we don't get in on the meal when the officers serve the men, but there's a big satisfaction for a cook in being able to put up some good chow. Another thing is we know that there won't be any squats from the guys that day.
Mm-hmm. Well, where will these fellas be eating this meal, Frank?
Well, we've rigged up a room in the house here as a kind of dining room. And if we don't get a sudden order to move, we'll be eating it there.
Well, out of mess tins, of course.
Oh, yeah. We're pretty short of plates around these parts. No, nothing fancy this year. But all the cooks will be doing their best all along the line to make it as much like Christmas dinner at home as we can.
Thanks very much, Frank Barley. This is Jack Scott reporting from Holland.